This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know, they're going through all the postseason stuff. And now as we get closer to our Football Friday starting, I was going to cap off my little bit of talk about the Blue Jays and heading into this series, you know, Heel versus Gausman. Not too worried about it. I think the Yankees win game one. They win game one. They're back in the driver's seat. I think they're good either way. But, you know, let's look at some of the other matchups. As the Yankees made history as the first team to come back from going down 0-1, the rest of the series went, I guess, as we're expected after the first game. And you know, it's funny, like, you know, you love baseball when a night like tonight, I'm sitting in here and I'm like, damn, there's no game on. There's not one baseball game for me to even sit in here and watch while I do a 5-hour show. I'm not watching the WNBA. I'm not watching Mets Classic. I'm like, there's nothing to watch. I'm like, yo, Paulie, can you at least put MLB Network on, you know, one of the channels that let us switch? So I got that on and I'm looking at the games tomorrow. The first game is the Cubs and the Brewers, and there's beef there, obviously. Craig Counsell. And, like, if you've ever driven from Chicago to Milwaukee, like I have, it's like a 2-hour drive. Shout out to my boy Mike, who does that drive all the time, claims the Cubs own their building. Like, we're about to see if the Brew Crew, if the Milwaukee Brewers are legit or not. Because they've been on ice. I don't think they've ever been here before as far as being the top seed. Definitely not in this format. And now the Cubs are in there building a team that is in their division, a team that they're very familiar with. I can't wait to see how that shakes out. Freddie Peralta versus Matthew Boyd. You guys remember Freddie Peralta getting the ball here on opening day. Freddie Peralta, let's see if he's ready for big time, for prime time. Matthew Boyd, who was an all-star this year but kind of teetered off a little bit. I'll be watching that game, like I said, with the games tomorrow, and then also obviously NFL football and then postseason games tomorrow. I'm not doing any watch parties during the day. I'm not going anywhere. I know last time I was like, yo, where's the watch party at? I'm like, no, I'm going to stay at home with my wife and my son. And they might have to leave the crib at some point because I'm going to have to lock in for the Yankee game. I'll have to set that up. Hey, 4 o'clock, you guys got to get out of here or whatever. Or not, whatever. I don't know how it's going to go, but I will be dialed in at 2 o'clock to watch these postseason games. The Cubs and the Brewers will be on TBS, and then the Yankees will be on Fox at 4:08, Heel versus Gausman. And then after that, 6:38 p.m. down in Philly, Citizens Bank Park is open back up for the Dodgers to come in there. Ohtani versus Christopher Sanchez, that's going to be a good series. I might have to watch every game of that series if possible. There's too much star power. Too many good hitters and pitchers over there. And then the late game all the way out west. And something I was thinking about, I'm like, who do I want? I'm like, I loved it going to T-Mobile Ballpark in Seattle. I don't think I would be able to swing it for an ALCS, but who knows? Sometimes, you know, companies come in, they want to send some Yankee fans out there. I would go back. I loved it out there. The Pacific Northwest, it's so nice. And like where my hotel was, there was like a light rail. It wasn't like a subway. It was like a light rail that just went right from where the hotel was to where the ballpark was. Super easy. So the Tigers will take on the Mariners, and they'll send Troy Melton out for the Tigers. The Tigers pitching. because the Mariners have the advantage with the hitting and the pitching. They have a better rotation. They have a better lineup. Let's see if the Tigers are able to escape this one. So they're sending Troy Melton out there versus George Kirby. And I can't wait to see if those Seattle Mariners fans really turn up for this. They have a good fan base out there. I think that they will. I think they're going to have a good scene out there. I met a lot of good, like, you know, Seattle fans out there. I was out there for the All-Star game putting Bleacher Creature stickers all throughout their building. One of the guys was like, what's a Bleacher Creature? I was like, well, let me explain to you.
So many storylines if it's Yankees Mariners, too. You have the Raleigh and Judge thing, even Dave Sims and the Mariners.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Which is like, you know.
Dave's first year off the Mariners call and the Yankees call going back.
Which is very like the Keith McPherson universe never connects mindset.
Yep.
Of
it is, you know, it is written. It is written. And then going back to the Ken Griffey Jr. days, Edgar Martinez days.
And very much with Griffey, because again, Griffey, incredible player, never won anything. Aaron Judge, incredible player, to this point hasn't won anything. So a lot of interesting parallels if it is Yankees-Mariners.
Yeah, it's awesome. If you have the money to go and you've never been and it ends up being ALCS, start looking into those flights now to go out to Seattle and go see the Yankees there. Let's get back to the phone. Call me up at 888-808-1019. It is a Football Friday. As soon as we hit around 9:30, that break, I'm going to start bringing in some storylines from week 5 of the NFL. Frank is out on Long Island. What's up, Frank? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? I just turned 26 a couple months ago, and I'm just tired of these mouth breathers online that are saying, like, Yankee fans are spoiled and stuff, because my first year watching was 09, and I was a kid. I was 9 years old, and I barely remember. So
Yeah. Basically,
my whole fandom has been, you know, playoff disappointment after playoff disappointment. So I don't know how to end this. I've been drinking. Thank you.
No, I can end it for you because I've spoke about it a lot. And yeah, shout out to you guys cracking beers, kicking back, enjoying your Friday night, listening to the show. Appreciate you guys. I have talked about it a lot. I was talking about it last year because I so badly wanted that World Series for the younger generation of Yankees fans that never saw them win. And I remember last year saying, if you're 25 and under, you don't remember 09 that much. You can't really say, and I know there's some like really diehard fans, but even as a kid, it's like you got to go to bed. You know, you can't watch West Coast games. You can't like really be dialed in. I mean, nowadays you can, but back then, like, we didn't have apps and phones and technology to follow the games like the kids can now. You know, why I feel like the younger Yankee fan quits on the team, there's a lot of conversation now about, oh, everybody quit on this team. Nobody, like, people were frustrated with how the team was playing and being managed, which we have the right to be frustrated, you know. I got off the roller coaster. Everybody knows when I got off the roller coaster. They let Devin Williams blow 3 games in 5 days. And this is malpractice. Are we trying to win? What are we doing? I can't get jiggy with this. Obviously, I can never get off the ride. Because I went to the game the next week. If you're going to games and you're watching every guy, I don't know if there's a Yankee game that I didn't see this year. There might be one that I maybe didn't watch live but went back to look. But these younger Yankee fans, they're anxious. These younger Yankee fans, they want their moment. Because when they came into Yankee fandom as a kid, watching Yankeeography and Yankees classics, and their dad who made them a fan, or their mom made them a fan, or their uncles, or their older brothers, or cousins, told them about Derek Jeter and told them about the core four and told them about the three-peat and told them about, you know what I'm saying? Like, they told them about the Yankees and winning championships, 27 rings, bro, and this is what we do, and the Yankees are built off of winning, and the time is going to come, and every year the Yankees are in it, and, you know, you're going to be able to experience that. And there's a whole generation of kids over the last 16 years that went from being kids to being old enough to drink like Frank is. And like he said, the Yankees don't have it that good. There are all these mouth breathers and haters online that want to act like, oh, the Yankees are spoiled. Here we go again with the Yankees. Like, yeah, well, compared to like the Mariners or the Pirates or, you know, some of those type of franchises, like the Reds or, like, you know, in recent time. Of course, we've done a lot more winning than them in the regular season and in the postseason. But we expect to win the whole thing. We are trying to go to a parade. I have told this story 1,000 times on the radio about me not going to the parade and how much I regret not going. And my thought process in college being, whatever. By the time I get out of college and get a job in New York, I'll probably go to at least 2 more parades. Zero. My brother went to the parade. He's like, you coming up? Nah, dude, I missed too many classes. I can't skip practice. I can't swing it. I'm going to be in trouble if I go to the parade. I should have taken on that trouble. I should have taken that trouble on. I was freshly old enough to drink alcohol. But that was another thing, too. I was like, I might not make it back. If I go up to New York for this parade, who knows where I may be. I might end up missing 2 days of class, 2 days of practice. A day is in the Bronx on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Doing good, bro. Ready for tomorrow. And but I wanted to talk about the 09 World Series because you said the last caller, you said he was like 26. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, I'm 27. I was born in 98. I was born into the championship, you know? So I feel the Yankee pride within me. Like, I was born, and that's like the greatest.
Yeah, you feel attached to a championship year. You feel like you were attached to a championship season. What month were you born?
I was born in May, so like the beginning of the season was still.
Yeah, I was born in May too. So I always, you know, when the season gets started, I always like look at baseball. I was like, almost always, if there's a Yankee game that first week of May, I always am going to that game. I'm always like celebrating my birthday around that time.
Yeah, man. But I wanted to ask you a question about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or just the series in general. I probably missed it, but do you think that the Yankees are going 4-0, or what game do you think the series is in?
Well, they wouldn't have to go 4-0 if they go 3-0. It's a 5-game set, so the first to 3 wins. I think that the Blue Jays will get a game off of them. I think the Blue Jays will get a game off of them, and I don't think it's this first one tomorrow. I think the Yankees are hot right now. I think the Yankees brought the ghost with them. I think the Yankees, you know, they're riding off of everybody in baseball talking about that performance. Luis Gil is going to be hungry to go out there and you know, get a piece of this. And they have been sitting on ice, and they don't have their full complement of players. I really think that the difference between what playing in a raucous Yankee stadium in front of 49,000 is going to be like compared to playing a day game in the Rogers Center. It's not going to be. I think the Yankees are going to be looking like, this sounds like spring training in here. Like, this is nothing. So
who do you think is going to give it up then? If you think that they're going to take one, the Blue Jays, that is.
Maybe Rodon. I don't know. I'm giving them respect. They are the American League East champions, and they did beat our ass all season. Like, I'm giving them respect to say that they're not going to get swept. I joked and said, why not Yanks in three, which could happen because of momentum and their lack of pitching. But I think their plan is to go, or maybe, you know, I don't know. Their plan is to go Gausman, Yesevich, Bieber, and then I guess if they have to go Bassett.
Okay.
And then maybe Gausman again, but
quick question, but and then I'll let the show continue. Is this a new thing? Best of three?
The wild card round, it's a new thing. Best of three since 2022. Yes.
Okay, but this is
ALDS. The division series now. Yeah, this is a 5-game set.
Always best of three? Oh, okay.
Best of five.
All right. Okay. Oh, best of five. Anyway, I'm sorry for being a casual.
Nah, you're not.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, bro. I don't call anybody casual unless I'm trolling or roasting you. And like, I hate that about baseball. Like, you're not allowed to be a casual baseball fan. And baseball is a sport that's like looking for more fans. But the fans gatekeep casual fans out. You got to be a baseball savant FanGraphs guy to like be a real, like, I hate that about baseball. Like, people try to make you feel stupid if you don't know something. And baseball, I think, is the sport that is so vast. There's the most to know. There's so much to know. Now, I'm always impressed when I talk to people that I'm like, oh, this guy has baseball history. He knows the business. He knows the analytics. He knows the stats. He knows the numbers. He knows minor leagues. He knows, you know, like that. And it's hard to know. especially if you are someone who's into football, basketball, hockey, and baseball. Some people are just baseball fans. So it's obvious if you've just been watching baseball your whole life, you've been reading books on baseball, you've been studying baseball, but then you can't tell me anything about the history of the NFL. You can't tell me anything about the players in the NFL, where these guys went to college, what positions these play, what kind of... Anyway, I don't call anyone a casual, especially if you're listening to sports talk radio. So many people listen to sports talk radio to learn. A lot of this is education. A lot of people are turning on the radio station before the series to say, oh, tell me something, and here's something. Bo Bichette is still day-to-day on MLB Network. I don't think he's going to play. I think they're going to try to get by in this series without him and then use him in the next round. If he's got a lower body issue, so if he's not right, they're not going to waste him. And he plays shortstop, so if he's not good, they're going to try and advance and then, you know, maybe see if he can go for the CS. Don't let him advance. Don't let him advance. Yeah, and the postseason has changed. All this has changed. The division series coming off the wild card being best of three, like that changed. Like I just said, in 2021, the last year of the one-game wild card, the Yankees lost to the Red Sox in Fenway. Should have played that game in Yankee Stadium. Now we don't have to worry about that, right? If you end up in the wild card, which we did for the first time, hosting it for the first time, and it was great. It was great. Shout out to the New York Yankees. I hope you guys cashed out. I know you did because I saw how many people were in there. I saw how many people were in there buying tall boys. Even the kid that we were heckling in our section, the amount of tall boys, I think I saw him get at least four tall boys. Spend like $80 in there on drinks. Not me. I don't buy a thing. I don't buy anything. I don't have it. I'm good. I'm here to watch the game. I ate before I came in. I drank enough. I might get a water, and there's plenty of places to get a free water. I'm not buying anything. I'm popped. I'm there to watch Cam Schlittler. You guys keep going and getting chicken buckets and fries and drinks. Good. That's what it's for. Enjoy the stadium. Enjoy the smell of the food in the stadium. Because like when the stadium does close and you can't get that, you'll be yearning for it. You'll be itching for it.
Those chicken buckets and fries are going to pay for Cam Schlittler's contract in a few years. So everyone, pay up.
The Yankees, they have bread. The Yankees could take chicken buckets off the menu, and they're getting money, bro. Money is not an issue. There's not a problem with making money in the New York Yankees. That's what they do.
I'm just saying fans pay for the contracts.
And we don't have to worry about his contract for a long time. That's another thing I wanted to say about Cam. I love what he did last night. We never saw him do that during the season. He did flirt with a no-hitter perfect game during the season against the Tampa Bay Rays. Cool, that's the Tampa Bay Rays. Let's pump our brakes right now on give him all the money in the world. He's got to pitch again against the Blue Jays. And if he gets shelled against the Blue Jays, hopefully we can, you know, just win this series in three or four. If he gets shelled against the Blue Jays, you guys will turn on him. And the thing about being at the high of highs that he is at with his first postseason start, that's what's expected of you now the rest of the way. Wild card if he can do that. Bonus for the Yankees run if he can be a stopper, like you guys aren't hitting off me. Unless you got Masataka Yoshida and nobody else does. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Adam down in Tampa, Florida.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Man, brother, I appreciate everything you guys do up there, man. I love the radio show hosting and everything you guys do. Just wanted to give you guys a quick shout-out.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Man, I listen to you guys all the time at work, at home, everything. The last guy that called, it really stuck with me when he said he just turned 26. I'm 27, grew up Rockland County, shout out to the 845, Suffern, New York. We moved down to Florida when I was 9, but... like, you talked about the 09 World Series, man, and, you know, you're still a kid at that age, so you watch the game, but you don't really understand what's going on, you know, at that age. And it's been a long time, man, since, you know, I mean, we got last year's World Series, but, man, it's, for us lifelong, you know, Yankees and Giants fans, it's been rough, man. Like, you know, yeah, the 09 World Series, I watched it, but I don't think I really understood it.
So, no, there's too many layers to it to understand what that meant, you know, as a kid.
Yeah.
You got to grow up to understand, you know, what that meant.
Yeah. And it's like, I think it's just also like the history of the Yankees. Like, I mean, I remember as a kid watching him on Yes Network with my dad, and that's what it means to me. And I want to be able to experience that as a you know, an adult now. And it's just so frustrating because last year we were so close, and I'm really hoping we can, you know, make it back this year. And I feel very good about it, you know, and I really think that we're going to go to the World Series this year, and I think we're going to win it all. But, you know, I just want to say thank you, man, for everything you guys do up there. Listen to you guys all the time. I felt like I had to call in and say that.
Thanks for the call, Adam. Yeah, all the way down in Tampa, Florida, where the Yankees are in the spring. When this spring started, the whole narrative I was pushing was just, you know, a comeback story, an origin story of a team that got mocked all offseason. A team that a player left and said, you know, there were greener pastures elsewhere. A team that had to pivot and focus on defense and pitching and a deeper lineup. And, man, what they have become from that time to now, I believe they can get back to the World Series and win it. Why not? You have the best player in the game. We're still waiting to see him, like, really be that dominant force. He can. Shout out to Judge. I saw Judge's baby for the first time. He was, I wasn't in the stadium, but I saw it on the internet. Him and his wife were just like in right field, kind of basking in it. And he had his daughter with him. I'm just so happy for him. I'm so happy for him as a Yankee, as the captain, as a player, as a man, like, you know, him having a little family now. I hope that Judge in this next series really does, you know, be Judge a little more. But he doesn't have to be. Isn't that the beauty of it, too? He doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to carry the team. The days of Judge carrying the team are done. And I know some of you Yankee fans have had to live through that the last few years, right? Not getting it done and feeling like, oh, we're getting mocked because Judge is small. We're getting made fun of because Judge doesn't perform in the postseason. And we all love Judge, and he's this great player. But let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Toronto, to me, is not a threat. They might win a game or two. I still don't think they win the series. I just think we have the better players. We have the better pitching. We have the home field advantage. We have the momentum. And this could be the year. Also, before we get back to the phones, and I'm going to extend our window here for football talk because I'm drawing a lot of calls, so we must have gotten to something that is, you know, bringing a lot of people in. I think what it is, it's that young Yankee fan, that younger generation of Yankee fans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. if you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
The Yankees are in a championship window, and we've known that, right? I told you what my nightmare was. My nightmare is this championship window closing, and it closes when Judge is too old, Stanton is too old, Cole is too old. That's not for another 3 years. That's not for another 3 years. This year, next year, and the year after are a championship window for the Yankees to get back to the World Series and win it. And who knows? Like, now we're seeing Cam Schlittler, Will Warren. Like, George Lombard Jr. exists. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Like, there are other young guys coming. There are other young guys on the way. There are other guys in the farm. And the Yankees have money to just go out and go get guys. And, like, so just that one window closing doesn't mean another window isn't opening right back up. Jennifer is in Greenberg, New York with us next. What's up, Jennifer?
What's up, Keith? How are you?
Great.
Thank you.
Great. Good to win.
Greenberg, New York. I'm first time getting through, not a first time caller, but okay. I was in the house for games 2 and 3. That energy was palpable. I was with my childhood crew, and I know you just said you're bringing in the new generation, but I've been going to Yankee Stadium since the 70s. So last night felt like back in the 70s when I would go to the games. And after game two, we knew that the momentum was going to carry us through. And it's real about us being the 10th man, the 10th woman, because the energy, the positivity, the noise, the prayers, the vibe, all of that. So, and I remember last year I was there when they lost the World Series, and then listening to your show and just letting it burn, letting it sting, and having to deal with it and to just say, like, but I can see that we will get back next season. We will have our get back. And I feel like this is the start of our get back and our comeback. And when people keep saying things about, well, what happened during the season, all day I kept hearing in my head, like, AI saying, you know, we're talking about practice. This is practice. You're talking about practice. I'm thinking about practice for the regular season, but this is the playoffs and people not understanding how many Mr. Octobers we have, how we rise up to the occasion, how we have our Yankees pride. And the Red Sox fans, now I understand repping your team because I'll rep my team wherever I go. But there were so many of them that were ignorant, that were arrogant, that were loud from outside the stadium, from inside the stadium. They're coming in with their cursing at us. And we weren't even the aggressors with the situation.
No, I know.
But you're not going to come into our house and do that. We're not going to be able to do. Not here.
Correct. Not here. Great call, Jennifer. Great call. Because I was in a couple sections, and I'm just like, I was in the bleachers, and this guy had a fresh Red Sox shirt on. I could tell he just bought it. And he's doing this gesture with his hand from his crotch and, like, air throwing in. And I'm just like, bruh, like, you're not going to make it out of here. Like, one, security will come get you. That's what we'll do first. We'll, you know, security sees you. Security might bring you out. But you are surrounded. We don't want to talk to you. We don't want to engage with you. We want to watch the game. But the game hadn't even started, and you're doing things to, like, get under people's skin and, like, you know, mess up people's time. That was the other thing. In the other section I was in the 300 level, I'm like, you're ruining the game for us. People paid good money to sit in here. People paid good money to be in here. And this is a classic. And for me, I was like, homie's got maybe another 5 minutes of acting out before everybody around him, like, just removes him from the section. And I'm like, you know, it got crazy last night. There was so many sections where they were doing the hole, and you just see somebody going up the steps. Security getting them out, or somebody being removed.
That's the way it should be for an elimination game with the Yankees and the Red Sox. As long as everyone, no physicalness, no one has the beer goggles on, none of that stuff. But, like, cheering on your team and wearing your team's gear, that's sports fandom,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but there's always a line.
Yeah, of
don't
course.
Don't put your hands on anybody.
Oh, of course not. I'm saying no physical, don't get beer goggles, none of that stuff. But if it's just cheering on your team,
cheer on your team.
Absolutely.
But don't turn around and face people behind you. Don't start picking people out. It got to the point in the section I was in, people were roasting each other. I'm like, yo, shut up. We're just trying to watch the game. But, yeah, another thing that Jennifer said about practice, we're talking about practice. I forget what player it was. Maybe it was Jabba Chamberlain who said, like, being around Jeter made the regular season feel like it was just practice for the postseason. That, like, yeah, you know, we're going to lose some games, some things are going to happen. But, like, if you look at this Yankees team and all of the struggles that they went through during the season and some of the things that they've evolved out of and overcome, just in these three games, it's like, hey, they look a little different. Maybe the regular season was just practice for this postseason. Yeah, that energy that was in that building, I wish I could bottle it up, but we're going to get more of it coming up next week. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Coming up, a little bit of football talk, but I got so many Yankee calls, I got to take them. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Yankees still rocking as we're awaiting their game one in Toronto in the ALDS. Ton of Yankee fans calling in. I think when we get into conversation that is more about fandom and experiences and generations, it just sparks thoughts and calls, you know. When you get, like, too deep in the weeds on, pitches and analytics and matchups, it's just people kind of sit back. But I think everyone can join in the conversation. The Gen Z Yankee fans, I'm in the YouTube chat, I said Gen Z Yankee fans need their World Series. You know, that younger generation. And then even the younger generation after that, I think they call them Gen Alpha. I forget what the name is for the youngest generation, like, that are still being born now. Gen Z, though, the Gen Zers, who, you know, they're not drinking alcohol as much. Gen Zers who are just very used to social media and iPads and iPhones and everything being digital. They need to see a 4K World Series. You know, I was just saying, shout out to Danny Famous Swing. Danny hit me and, you know, he was bigging up Jennifer for her call. And he says, great show. And I'm like, you know, there's always the OG Yankee fans from the old stadium that are in the new stadium. And they hold it down with us. There are young fans that, you know, didn't really get to go to the old stadium and, you know, weren't old enough and they're in there now. But, like, there are always older people in that stadium that they've seen it all before people could film, right? Yankee Stadium was wild when no one had an iPhone to film what was happening. And if you're in the upper decks and security is not there, is not or not as prevalent as they are in the lower levels, like, anything could go down. So, man, I'm so excited for this second round to start. And I hope it's a laugher. I hope it's an easy one. We might have to sweat it out a little bit. Who knows? But I feel like getting out of that Boston Red Sox series, escaping that, that's a big boost. That's a big prove it. That's like the Yankees, they did it against a team that beat them in the regular season. This is not the regular season. This is the postseason. They did it against a team that historically, at least the last 25 years, you know, has knocked the Yankees out. 22 years. They finally got some get back. That was one of the main talking points. I talked to people yesterday and I'm like, bro, they knocked us out in 2004. They knocked us out in 2018, 2021. Like, are they going to get four in a row? No, it's going to come around. It's our time. They don't have the pitching. It's good to win. Dave in Westbury on the Fan. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, Keith? Thanks for taking the call. You know, I go back to Billy Martin days and back in the days when George Steinbrenner went back into the locker room and he would rip them apart if they weren't playing right. And there was no analytics or anything like that. It was raw talent that he paid for because the Yankees fans were supporting the team.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, the old school, remember those days. And when you see somebody like Aaron Boone pulling somebody out too soon and just not letting the raw talent kick in, it's frustrating to the old school Yankee fan because we didn't grow up with the analytics and all that nonsense.
Right.
And to this day, I still feel like there's a lost part of the Yankees. It's like if George was still alive, he wouldn't recognize them with the mustaches and the beards and, you know, all the stuff that's going on. It's a totally different dynamic of the team now. And Aaron Boone is getting his marching orders from the front office, and he, ultimately he is the manager of the team. But the Yankee fans know the game. There's no other fan that knows the game better than a really
You can hear it in the ballpark, Yankee. The reactions to every single thing. Yep, you're right.
And if Aaron pulls somebody too soon, they know it's too soon. You know, I remember back when Joe Torre was in the cusp of, you know, they wanted to start changing things, and Moose wouldn't come out of the game. He was like, no, you stay there. No more changing anything, you know?
Yeah.
And there are guys that can keep going. You don't have to change them at 80, 90 pitches. You know, the guy last night, he could have gone another 15, 20 pitches, I believe. But he didn't want him to finish out the game.
Yeah, save it. Save it for the next round. Thanks for the call, Dave. You know, something that just popped into my head as you're saying all that is, like, Aaron Boone is a manager of the Gen Z Yankees. As we're talking about the Gen Z Yankee fans, you know, you get a call from a 26-year-old player. Jazz Chisholm is 26. Like, he's 27 now. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Cam Schlittler is 24. I think Ben Rice is 25. Volpe is 24. You know, these guys are young, and you got to protect them. Mike Mussina's name came up all week, but his temperament, his attitude, the way he's wired is not like Max Fried at all. And this is Max Fried's first year here. It's the first game of the series. Max Fried is listening to his manager. Max Fried is sticking with the plan. Max Fried's not pushing back. That's what they agreed upon. Max Fried had the opportunity in between innings when Boone said, hey, get me one more guy. Max Fried had the opportunity right there in nobody's viewpoint to tell Boone, no, I'm getting this whole next inning. It is what it is. But when I do say, like, Boone has to, and the organization, they have to manage these young guys that are living in a world of, like, yeah, back when you guys were watching Billy Martin, nobody could go on social media and send these guys DMs that, like, even though they're not responding, they see them. You know, these guys are on Twitter. They're active. Like, Jazz Chisholm jumped on Twitter when he got ejected to tell a fan something that I won't repeat. And it was instant. Cam Schlittler last night was trolling people after he had a historic start. Like, he's getting after it. So it's like, if you don't think that they see all the negative and bad that is in the phone, and that's why I do kind of understand their approach about, they never say a bad word about the players. They never rip the players publicly because they get ripped enough. They're going to hear it from everywhere else. Inside the house, they want that to be a safe place. And even with Jazz the other night, going through his wardrobe, going through his closet and turning his back on the media, I knew it wasn't going to be a problem. Judge said it wasn't going to be a problem. Jazz came out and won the game with his speed running the next day and said, no, there's no problem with Aaron Boone. He's my manager. He's been my manager all year. You know, I got his back. He's got my back. Something along those terms. It's a lot of pressure on these guys. So I talked about with Volpe, and I named Volpe hashtag H11M. He's him. And I seen him with that Instagram model girlfriend that he's got. I'm like, he is him, bro. Like, I can't imagine how hard it is to be him, to be a local kid whose family loves the Yankees, grew up watching the Yankees, hearing stories about the old-time Yankees, going to the stadium as a young guy, and then actually being good enough at baseball to be drafted by the Yankees, developed by the Yankees, become the Yankees starting shortstop at age 23, where they say, here you go, kid, here's the franchise. It's a lot of pressure. He's answering the bell now because he cares about winning in the postseason as a Gen Z Yankee fan as much as these Gen Z Yankee fans do. Rafael's in Mahopac on the fan. What's up, Rafael?
Hey, Keith, long-time loyal listener, first-time caller. Want to speak about, what do you think about tomorrow's game? I think the key to a sweep or winning in four is winning game one. Because game two, I don't see Free losing, and then it comes down to roll down in game three. Just want to see what you think.
Thanks for the first call. I started the show at 7, and I kind of leaned into Cam, and then I kind of went into Toronto stuff, but you know, we're going to do this for the rest of the night, and then the game is tomorrow. I think two things. I think they're coming in hot. I think they're going to hit Gausman. Gausman has been dominant, but I think they're going to hit him because he's been sitting on ice. He's been cold. This is not a regular routine. This is like putting a bye week in baseball. It worked last year for the Yankees and the Dodgers, but that's because they're the Yankees and the Dodgers. They're stacked. The Blue Jays aren't stacked. They have scrappy little hitters that put the ball in play, and they barely have enough pitching. And Gausman, he can be good and he can be bad. But I think, you know, with a hot Yankees team that's coming in feeling like they're masters of the universe, he's got to be perfect against them, and I don't expect him to be perfect. Now, I also don't expect Luis Gil to be perfect. What version of Luis Gil are we going to get? Because he wasn't even on this roster. He's also on ice. So you're getting two starting pitchers that haven't pitched in their regular every 5 days. I'm sure they had their sides, their bullpens, or their throw days, but they haven't been in the intensity of, here we go, folks. You know, live on Fox, baseball in America's game of the week, the New York Yankees versus the Blue Jays. And I don't know, for some reason, I just don't think the Rogers Center is lit. I don't think it gets loud. Is the roof going to be open? I don't think it matters.
It could get loud. Obviously, the Jose Bautista home run.
Yankee Stadium was loud as hell last night.
Oh, of course.
Like, I don't think it gets loud. I don't think the Rogers Center, compared to the decibels and the feeling of like, yo, it is ringing in here, I don't think it gets to that level at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Real quick, just on Aaron Boone's confidence, I just want you to hear a quick clip about what he thinks about the team.
I feel like, you know, obviously the last couple months really started to play really well. And, you know, contrary to some thoughts up here, we're a really good team.
Is that something that's been a theme, I guess, you know, around the team of feeling that way?
What's that?
Is that something that you've kind of
Ask
expressed
the
team about? You said contrary to thoughts up here.
Oh, I know.
These
I know.
Reporters,
Buck,
man.
Had some thoughts. That's all I was.
Buck, okay, said
to me. So he's wrong, but it doesn't matter. We got to go play and we got to go perform as everyone does at this time of year. So we feel really good about our team. We're playing well, but you know all that's in the past now. We got to go play well moving forward, and we have the challenge of a new series against another really good team and a really good opponent that you know has earned the opportunity to wait out this first series. So we're excited, looking forward to it, and should be a great series.
Just ask the question. Oh, is that in response to what Buck Martinez had to say on the broadcast last month? Yes. It went viral. We all heard it. I think every Yankee fan that caught that was like, hey, hold on. Who are you to talk? What are you saying? Prove them wrong. I was even leaning into it as the Yankees were winning games down the stretch. And they weren't homering, and they were putting the ball into play. I felt like it was a concerted effort. I thought it was like intentional, like, hey, play a little bit of small ball. And the way they won last night was small ball. If you don't think that every player on that team wants to go out there and show that they're a good team and win the game just to throw it in that dude's face that calls games, former player, if you don't think that's bulletin board material, like, okay, we're not a good team, we're going to end your season. And then that little soundbite is going to be remembered forever. Zip your lip. Like, even when we were catching him, because I had receipts too. When we were catching him, like, he came on Evan and Tiki, and I think they might have been 5 games up, and he said something like, they're 5 games up with 2 weeks left to play in the season. I think they're in a pretty good spot to win a division. Ooh, did I want them to get caught just so I could be like, let's rewind the tape.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't count your eggs before they hatch. Mind your own grass. Mind your own business. We'll see you when we see you. 888-808-1019. So that clip came from the media day that went on, the media day and workout that went on today up in Toronto. Aaron Boone speaking. Luis Gil also spoke ahead of his start. So maybe we'll get something from him. Ryan McMahon spoke. Vladdy spoke. So Paulie's working on pulling some of those things. And when he has them, we'll bring them in. Let's continue with the Yankee calls and the conversation. Heading into ALDS Game 1. Rich is in Westchester. You're on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? Big Yankee fan.
What's up, Rich?
This could end up being one of the biggest seasons for the Yankees, gratifying, and I'll tell you why. In the offseason, and obviously during the season, they lose Soto. The Mets get eliminated before the season ends, and they're done. They're not even in the playoffs. The Yankees eliminate the Red Sox, who have beat them during the regular season. Everybody said they couldn't beat them. Now they're playing Toronto. If they can beat Toronto, which is a big if, that'll be big there because Toronto beat them during the regular season. Then they go to Seattle. Hopefully it'll be Seattle, where everybody's fighting about Judge, who is clearly the MVP. They could give Seattle beat Seattle, and then a revenge against the Dodgers. How good is that, Keith?
You got it mapped out, Rich. Thank you for the call. You got the revenge tour dates, opponents, perfectly mapped out. But a lot has to happen for us to get that, for us to get there, and for the opponents to get there. It's funny, during the break, I saw New York Post Sports write that the Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh beats out Aaron Judge for first award in stiff MVP battle. So, Baseball Digest Inside Edge Major League Player of the Year award today went to Cal Raleigh over Aaron Judge. I don't know. Take it for what you want. It's not the voting for MVP. But I think with the season that Cal Raleigh had, there are enough people that say he's the MVP.
Well, even that award, what was it? What was the name of the award?
The Baseball Digest Player of the Year award.
I think it's fine to give Cal Raleigh the Player of the Year. He had an insane year. It's a different,
but then it's a different wording than most valuable.
But
player.
If you want to give the guy had an incredible year. That's a Hall of Fame year.
This is a year that I don't think he'll duplicate. I don't think anybody else will duplicate at his position on his team.
Right, and we all know that Aaron Judge is an alien. We didn't know that Cal Raleigh could do this. No one knew that he could get to this level.
No, this came out of nowhere, honestly. He signed that contract. That's probably what did it. Once he got that money to secure him up out there, he's like, big dumper to big thumper and like 60 homers. I honestly said the only way I would have conceded that was if he tied or broke Aaron Judge's record. I'm like, and I thought it was a foregone conclusion. He had that game when Judge had that two homer game, I think to get to 49-50 or 50-51, maybe Raleigh homered two times that night. I'm like, oh, he's going to walk Judge down.
Yeah, I think that was Kansas City. He homered against Kansas City.
I'm like, he's going to walk Judge down. He's going to take Judge's record, and then it's case closed. There's no argument. If he gets 63 home runs, MVP. But, no, I would love to see them go head-to-head, and Judge edge them out. The Yankees swept the Mariners in the regular season. The Yankees swept the Mariners. I don't fear them. They're the Mariners. They're gonna be in way over their head if they come out here.
I hope it is the Mariners.
If it's the ALCS and they got to play in Yankee Stadium, they're not gonna be able to hold their bats. They're not gonna be able to catch the ball.
They're gonna bring that trident to the Bronx.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Like I think the storylines for a Yankees Mariners thing, and we discussed it earlier with Raleigh and Judge, with Dave Sims' first year off the Mariners call with the Yankees. All of the old Yankees Mariners battles from the mid 90s, and like really,
no, it'd be fun.
It would be
an East Coast,
awesome,
West Coast.
Yes.
Eugenio Suarez ends up going there. We get Ryan McMahon. People were thinking that we were going to trade Cam Schlittler to them for Eugenio Suarez. Good job not doing that, Cashman. I know Cashman wasn't entertaining that at all.
On the subject of Ryan McMahon, real quick, this is also from earlier today about his tumble over the Red Sox dugout.
Ryan, how'd you wake up today after that catch last night?
Oh, I woke up fine, man. We got in late, got some good sleep, though. Feeling good, ready for the series.
You feel it anywhere?
No, I feel good. Yeah.
You ever make a play, anything like that before, flipping over the railing or something?
Yeah, I've gone over the railing a couple times, but, you know, nothing to that magnitude in a game like that. Like I told you guys last night, with Schlitt rolling the way that he was, you know, just trying to do everything I could to get him out for him.
Yeah, we couldn't see too well from our angle. Did Sox help you out in there?
I think I was told, I don't remember it too well. Obviously, I watched the video. I saw Weissert in there. I think he saved me a little bit. I think I would have had a pretty nasty fall if he didn't grab me right before that. So thanks to him.
It was so bang bang. It was so fast. It was scary in the stadium because it's like a moment. But Boone runs out, and that video made its rounds too. By the time Boone gets to home plate, he's going back to the dugout because McMahon had already popped up and waved like, I'm good. And shout out to former Yankee, the pride of Fordham University, Greg Weissert, being a good guy and grabbing his leg so that he didn't actually like.
It was weird how like none of the Red Sox were bracing him when he went to catch it. And then when they flipped, like 10 of them all raced over because they know that's a brotherhood. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
But they didn't have, they're like, yo, if you want to flip, you can flip. But we're not helping you at all.
Because you don't want to affect the play being made or not made. But then once they see the play is made, like, help the guy not crack his skull. Like, his feet were in the air. All right, it's already 10 o'clock, man. I do got to get to some Football Friday stuff. So definitely when we get on the other side of this break, we'll do that. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.